Let's open up the phones and chat now with Nancy Fitzgerald. She is the founder of Anchors Away Ministry, a biblical worldview ministry, and I've been so looking forward to this conversation, Nancy. Good morning.
Good morning, Kelly. I have, too, been looking forward to it.
Well, I know you've got
the opportunity.
You've got a boot camp coming up, and it's next week, right? A week from today it starts?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, tell us what's going on with the boot camp and how we can become certified teachers of biblical worldview. And really, what is biblical worldview?
Well, I'll tell you, biblical worldview is essentially having a strong foundation of your faith that is authentic, that plays a part in everyday life, that's real, that's truth-based, and that then the worldview piece is that you would live it out, that Christ would live through you, to be able to talk to people that are very difficult, to answer tough questions, and really to be a light in a very, very, very dark world.
You know, I don't know if you got to hear last hour, Nancy. I was talking with someone, and a grown adult, who was
right.
At one time a prodigal, walked away from her faith because she had so many questions. Nobody could seem to answer them, even in the church, and her father was a pastor. It's okay to have questions, but we've got to seek out those answers and become equipped to be able to teach biblical worldview.
Well, that's right. And I think with this age called this postmodern age that our students are living in, and that postmodernism, you know, where kids and adults now and parents are discouraged. Their faith isn't working for them. And young people between the ages of 18 and 35 are struggling. They're leaving their faith by hordes of people are leaving their faith. They're leaving the churches as a result. And we're finding massive amounts of people that it's not that they don't want to learn, want to have a relationship with God. But who is speaking truth into them? And what we're hearing and what we're trying to do through our boot camp is equipping parents who really want to shore up their faith, who really want to be able to have conversations with their children, be it teenagers or older. They don't know how to speak to these kids that are turned off. And we can give them ideas. We are going to give them ideas as to who their kids are, why they're turned off, how to have conversations with them, and how to speak truth into them. I think, Kelly, what we're learning is that the postmodern sees people today, they want true answers. They don't want childhood stories about faith. They want truth. They want the facts. They want to make a reason-based decision, you know, an informed decision about their faith. And it's not about their parents' faith anymore. You know, it's not about opinions. These people are looking for truth. Is it true or is it not? And what difference does it make to me? And that is why our ministry is so busy right now, because parents are desperate. And that's why we're having this boot camp, so they can come, they can learn communication skills. And then for those parents that want to learn to teach this in their communities, we will stay in the afternoon of that Saturday and teach them how they can learn to teach. But the boot camp is February 3rd and 4th. And it's at our office on Old Meridian Street in Carmel. It starts at 6:30, goes till 9 on February 3rd. And then on the 4th, we start at 8:30 and go to 12:30. So we're asking parents, if you know people that are weak in their faith, bring them. And I guarantee you our goal is that they would be inspired and they would be able to ask questions and begin to erase some of those doubts that will set them free to have a faith that's real and that can make a difference.
You know, you said something a minute ago, Nancy, that kind of grabbed my attention, too, because you said the words learn communication skills, to be able to talk to the young people, to be able to talk to your own kids. And I want our Moody Radio listeners who are interested in this to understand that, you know, what you're going to be teaching them and what they will be going through during this next weekend, it's not an intimidating thing. It's not a scary thing. We should be more scared of not understanding it and embracing it, because our kids' faith can be at stake.
Absolutely. And, you know, we hear the kids say, well, it's just not doing it for me. I'm leaving my faith. And a lot of our, you know, students who go away who are not prepared to defend their faith, give up God. And I know Focus on the Family was saying by the third week of October, their freshman college year. Now, that erosion of faith, we know now, has started from junior high on. But these kids are looking for something to sink their teeth in. They're not getting it. The culture is saying there is no God. Come, join us. And unless these kids and their parents are prepared to defend their faith and know what they believe is true and begin to see themselves as young men and women that are placed on a college campus or in the workplace to make a difference in their life, to be prepared to answer their questions with gentleness and respect, you know, it's a whole new world. And we are losing up to 90% of our kids by the time they graduate from college. That's tragic. That's a war. And we're losing it. And that's why we're doing these boot camps. We have a lot of fun in these boot camps, but I guarantee you, you will be inspired to think bigger about your faith and hopefully increase communication and, by the grace of God, begin to bring your kids and other kids back to the faith.
Okay, this all starts 1 week from today. There is boot camp first, yes. And that's for helping to shore up our faith, correct? And then teacher training is to learn how to teach biblical worldview.
Absolutely. And the boot camp for parents and teachers, people that want to be teachers, again, as Friday the 3rd, starting at 6:30, and then that Saturday 8:30 to 12:30 for people that just want to shore up their faith, and those that want to go ahead and continue and think, gosh, maybe I'd like to teach this, we'll spend a couple hours in the afternoon and set them up so that they can be certified. But we're really looking forward to it. It's a wonderful time of sharing ideas and learning a whole bunch and erasing doubts that parents have about their own faith so that they can be better communicators of truth. So we're really looking forward to it. And so go on to our website, anchorsaway.org, and sign up for the boot camp. And we will see you a week from today at 6:30 at our campus on Old Meridian Street.
Yeah, one quick note for those of you listening saying, I want to take advantage of this. Let me give you the website again. It's anchorsaway.org, and we will post it on our Facebook page, too, Moody Radio Indiana.
Great.
On Facebook. But take a pad and a pen. Be prepared to take some notes. But also note, because Nancy, I know that you do this for folks that are getting the teacher training. There are materials
right.
for them. I don't want them to think they have to come and digest everything in the course of one day and then walk away and try to remember it all. They do have materials to take with them.
Oh, listen, we've got a juicy packet for everybody that attends, and whatever we teach is there for them to take home. So, no, they will not go home empty-handed. That's for sure.
All right. Well, Nancy, thanks for talking to us. We're going to do our best to help you get the place packed out and maybe have to move it to Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Wouldn't that be awesome?
I would love it. We'll have to do that one of these days. So thank you so much. Again, our number is 317-844-0381. We're open at 9 o'clock. So thank you so much, Kelly.
All right, Nancy. Thank you. Good talking to you.
Thank you. Blessings.
All right.